Hoshea Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Navi is really giving it to us on our leaders being corrupt, on our people being corrupt, on our only desire for momentary pleasure seeking that never satiates and just makes us try harder and harder and harder, straying from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of getchkes out of wood and stone and metal. And having gone to the Israel Museum, I'll never forget it. It made a huge impression on me. I think in 2019, I was on a Yeshiva Or Sameach Mentors mission, and I took an afternoon to go to the Israel Museum. And I saw, took pictures of it for the Nachyomi, of an altar from the times of Chizkiyahu that the people used from this time of Hoshea, to offer incense. And it was pathetic. It was 3 feet tall. It had a very amateurish etching of a snake on it. And you look at it and you feel like it's ridiculous. It's in a room full of getchkes that are behind glass, idols that they found in southern Israel and Edom. And you look at these things and you say, these are troll dolls. These are, as the kids today say, labubus. Or they're not really labubus, because labubus are the real thing. They're lafufus. If you don't know what I'm talking about, ask any young woman in your family. They will know what a lafufu is. They are ridiculous-looking figurines. And you say, you traded away eternity? You traded away me looking at them 3,500 years later, your descendant, for this? It's silly. And someday people will look at us and our internet activities and our obsessions, and they'll say the same thing if we're not careful. You have the key to eternity, and you want znus. How cheap, how tawdry. Al roshei haharim yizabechu. They sacrifice on the mountaintops. I've quoted many times the Tanna who says there's no beautiful place in Eretz Yisrael that didn't have avodah zarah there. V'al hagvos yikateru, and on the hilltops, they burn incense. On those mizbechos, like the one they have, if you ask me, I'll send you a picture. In the Israel Museum, tachas alon v'livne ve'ela, under the oaks and poplars. One translation has it styraxes. It's a tree whose bark is white, Rashi says, and elm trees, the ela, the stately elm trees, terebinths. Kitov tzila, because their shadow is good. So you're there in the shade, and you participate in idolatry along with all the goyim around you. And therefore, al-kain, what happens when you hang out with the goyim too much because you're enjoying smoking the weed and hanging out and going to the parties and feeling like one of them and not keeping Shabbos? Al-kain, tiznina b'noseichan. Therefore, your daughters commit harlotry. They have no morals. Because you intermarried, is the implication, says Rashi and Targum Yonasan. You intermarry with them, and you get daughters who have no morals. They're not even Jewish. V'chalo seichem tina afna. Your daughters-in-law are committing adultery. And it sounds like we're blaming the women. Oh, it's all the women's fault. But remember, we are the woman in the metaphor of the marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our daughters and our daughters-in-law, they are us. So the children born in these terrible relationships are going to follow in the ways of adultery because that's the culture that they live in. Yadal lo efkodal b'no seichem. I'm not going to punish your daughters, kisiz nena, when they commit znus. V'al kalo seichem ki tina afna. I'm not going to punish your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery. Why? Ki heim im hazonos yifaredu. They themselves choose to join with the prostitutes, with the women of easy virtue. They want to be with everybody else. But it's not just them. It's their husbands choose to be with all of the zonos. V'im ha-kideshos yizabechu. And they sacrifice with the prostitutes together. Esnan zona is not allowed to be used for hektesh. But for avodah zarah, it's celebrated. Hey, you're an influencer. V'am lo yavin yilavet. And the people that does not understand is going to be knocked around. It's going to be beaten. It's going to be smacked. So the men and the women of the next generation are drinking wine, sacrificing, hanging out with the people of the lowest moral status, so low that they're amoral. They have nothing. Rashi connects this to the idea of the sota. The sota, if she cheats on her husband, and let's say it's your daughter who cheated on her husband, or your daughter-in-law who cheated on your son, and the sota punishment is that they go to the Har Habayis, and the Kohen forces them to drink the Mehamarim, the bitter waters, and the bitter waters will explode her insides because of her ne'ifa, her ni'uf. But the problem is, says the Gemara, says Halacha, if the husband is also guilty of adultery, the test of the sota doesn't work. Because only the innocent husband can put his wife to the test of proper behavior. If he's guilty of the same rotten behavior, then what good is a test of the mesota? They both got the vaccine. They're both fine. They're not going to have to worry about it. So they're all doing the same thing. And that's an entire lost generation of 60s radicals. Not radicals. 60s hedonists. 70s hedonists. This is the America that we've lived in for the last 60 years. As long as most of us listening and speaking right now have been alive. It's a culture where anything goes. As long as it feels good. As Timothy Leary said in 1967, if it feels good, do it. Well, guess what? If you do everything that feels good, sooner or later, there's going to be a heck of a hangover when it's over. This is the society we live in. We should be very, very, very scared. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say he's going to go around and destroy you with thunder and lightning and fire. It says he's going to forget you exist, or he's going to act like he forgets you exist. How much worse is that in terms of the fate of Klal Yisrael?